Yevamos Perk Tazayan Mishnevav into the home stretch, the last two Mishnayos in the Masechta. Me'idin L'Or Haner U'L'Or HaLavana. Witnesses who testify that a guy died, and this is going to allow the wife to remarry, they can say so even if they only identified the body by the light of a candle, by lamplight, or by moonlight. Even if it's not daytime, but we believe them. U'Masiyin Al Pi Baskol. We permit remarriage on the basis of a heavenly voice. Now, a heavenly voice is unlikely. We do not base halakhic decisions on a baskol. So we're talking about an earthly voice. Somebody was heard saying, Joe guy is dead. And we allow the wife to remarry, even though we never saw who the person was who was saying these things. What if it came from a woman who's trying to ruin her tzara? What if it came from somebody who means to make mischief? We don't know. But so that this woman doesn't remain an aguna for the rest of her life, we allow the unseen voice to speak on her behalf. Maisa, there was once a story. Be'echacha Amar al Rosh Ahar. Somebody stood on a mountaintop, on a hilltop. Va'amar, and he declared, he announced, Ish Ploni ben Ploni, Joe ben Shmerel, Mimakom Ploni, from Muncie, Mace, has died. So the aide specified the person's name, full name, and the name of his city. And he said, V'holchu v'lo matzu shamadim. They couldn't find anybody there on the mountaintop. V'yisiyu sishto, but they permitted his wife to remarry. So an unidentified voice is taken as authoritative in this one case, because the Chazal are going to every length that they possibly can to prevent a woman from being an aguna. V'shuv ma'isa b'tzalmon. There was another story at Tzalmon, be'echad she'omar. Somebody said, Ani ish ploni ben ish ploni. I am so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. Nishachani nachash. I've been bitten by a poisonous snake. Vareani mace. I'm dying. And he said where he... It doesn't say he said where he was from. But he said all these things. V'holchu v'lohi kiruhu. And when they got there, the face had been so messed up by the snake poison, by the venom, that they couldn't recognize the guy. V'siu v'sishto. And again, based on the statement of an anonymous voice, we allowed the woman to remarry. Even though we couldn't recognize definitively and identify the body, we still allowed it to happen. Now, Mishnah Zayin, the last Mishnah in Masechta Yevamos. Masechta Yevamos is one of the longest Masechtas in Shas. So it makes sense that Masechta Yevamos is going to end with one of the longest Mishnayos in Shas. So here we go. A big argument among the Rabbanan when it comes to accepting one aid to testify about the husband dying. Amar Rabbi Akiva, K'shi Yaradzi L'Nahar Da'a. When I went down to Nahar Da'a, he was from Eretz Yisrael, and he went to Nahar Da'a in Bavel. He was there to act as the Av Bezdin, Le'iber Shana, La'aber HaShana, to fix the leap year for the coming year. Now, generally speaking, to have a Shana HaMu'uberes, as we learned back in Rosh Hashanah, that takes place in Eretz Yisrael. But when it's impossible, when Rabbi Akiva, the greatest sage of his time, had to leave Eretz Yisrael, so they allowed him to declare the leap year in Bavel. And many say that this was a Roman decree to prevent a leap year. The Romans were messing around with the Jewish calendar. So Rabbi Akiva went down to Bavel. Looking for a soul to steal. No, not Rabbi Akiva, went down to Georgia. Matzasi Nehemiah ish Beis Deli. So says Rabbi Akiva, I met a man named Nehemiah from Beis Deli. Omar Li, Nehemiah said to me, Shamati she'ein masiyin eso isha b'Eretz Yisrael al piyed echad. I have heard that in Eretz Yisrael, they will not allow a woman to remarry if there's only one aid that her husband is dead. Ella Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, except Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. V'nu meisi lo. And I said to him, Kain Hadvarim, that's right, that's right. Only Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava allows one aid to allow a woman to remarry. Amar Li, Emor Lahem Mishmi. So Rabbi Nehemiah said to me, tell them in Eretz Yisrael, in my name, Atem Yodim Shamadiyam Mishubeshes Big Yasos. You know that the country in Eretz Yisrael is full of ravaging troops, full of armies, full of Roman soldiers. The country is in turmoil. So Rabbi Nehemiah is basically saying, I can't go to Eretz Yisrael to say it myself, so I'm sending you, because you're going back home. So Mekublani May Rabban Gamliel Hazokain. I have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken, Shemasiyin Eso Ishal Pied Echad, that we allow a woman to remarry even if there's only one aid that her husband has died. So Rabbi Akiva came back to Eretz Yisrael, and Uchshebasi, when I returned home, V'hir Tesi Hadvarim Lifnei Rabbi Gamliel, and I told his grandson, Rabbi Gamliel of Yabne, this Kabbalah in the name of his grandfather, Somach L'dvarai, he rejoiced at my words. Now we can allow all these women to be saved from being agunos. But Amar Matsanu Chaver L'Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava, we finally found a second agreeing opinion that agrees with Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava. And that's this Kabbalah from Rabbi Gamliel Hazakein. Mitoch Hadvarim, Nizkar Rabbi Gamliel. And as a result of this whole conversation, Rabbi Gamliel remembered a story involving his grandfather, Shenergu Harugim Betel Arza, that some men were murdered in a place called Tel Arza in Eretz Yisrael. Behisi Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin Esho Sehem, Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin allowed their widows to remarry Al Pi Eid Echad on the testimony of only one witness. The Huchsiku Lios Masin Al Pi Eid Echad. And that made the established rule. Once we had Rabbi Nechemia saying that's the tradition of Rabbi Gamliel Hazakein, and Rabbi Gamliel remembering a story from his grandfather, Rabbi Gamliel Hazakein, from here on in Eretz Yisrael, that became the established ruling in the days of Rabbi Akiva, that they would allow the Huchsiku Lios Masiyim al Piyed Echad, that they would allow women to remarry based on the testimony of one aid. And furthermore, the Huchsiku Lios Masiyim aid me pi aid. They allowed women to remarry on the basis of an aid who had hearsay from another aid, as we've been describing a little bit before in the previous Mishnah. Although normally we wouldn't accept hearsay, but for an aguna, we'll allow it. And mipi eved, if the testimony came from a slave, mipi isha, or from a woman, mipi shifcha, from a Kenani slave woman, we would accept all of these as testimony that the husband is dead, so this aguna can remarry. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, omrim, ein masinas isha al pi eid echad. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua disagreed, but they came before this established view of Rabbi Gamliel, the grandson. So earlier on, they had made it a point to say, no, we don't accept one aid. The Meiri says, based on the Gemara, that once this was established by Rabbi Gamliel later, they agreed with the consensus, and they would allow it. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo al pi isha, velo al pi eved, velo al pi shefcha, velo al pi krovin. Rabbi Akiva, on the other hand, ruled, again, before they made this takana during the days of Rabban Gamliel later on, that we would disqualify people that are disqualified as general edim, like slaves, like women, like krovim, we wouldn't allow them. But once Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Nechemia together came up with the new takana, reestablishing the old one, he accepted all of this testimony as well. Amru lo. So at the original time, when Rabbi Akiva said, we're not going to allow the disqualified edim to testify, they said to him, Maisa b'bnei Levi. There was a story where some Leviim, Shehalchu l'Tzoar, were on their way to Tzoar, which was Ir Hatmarim, the city of the date trees, the date palm trees. V'chol echad mehem baderech, and one of the Leviim got sick during the trip. V'evihu bapunduk, and they brought him to a hotel, they brought him to an inn, and they kept going to Tzoar. U'v'chazarosam, amru lapundukis, when they came back, they asked the innkeeper woman, Aye chaveirenu, where's our friend? They saw that the innkeeper, who was not Jewish, was crying. So they said, "Why? What's going on? What happened to our buddy, the Levi?" Amr lahem. So she said to them, "Mase ukivartiv. He died, and I buried him there." She showed them a grave, but they couldn't dig up the body or anything. They see it was ishto. And that Bezdin, at that time, allowed the wife to remarry, based on the testimony of a non-Jewish woman innkeeper. So Amr lo, they said to Rabban Gamliel, "Lo te kohenes kapundakis? Shouldn't the wife of a Kohen, or a woman qualified to marry a Kohen, be as good as the testimony of a woman innkeeper who's not even Jewish? Meaning, why can't we accept any Jewish woman as testimony if we would accept that woman?" Amar lahem, Rabbi Akiva answered them, "Kilishcheshetehe pundakis ne'emenes. When the woman innkeeper is believed, then I will admit that any other woman would be believed. But I doubt the story. I don't think that that was why they let the Levi's wife remarry. I believe it wasn't because of what she said. Hapundakis hotzia lohem maklo. Rather, the innkeeper's wife intended to return to them his stick, the sarmilo, and his bags, his suitcases, his baggage, the Sefer Torah shahayu v'yado, and the Sefer Torah that was in his hand. So in fact, when she said, he's dead and I buried him, she wasn't really worried about the guy. She was trying to give back all his stuff to them when they came by. So when she testified that he was dead, it was kind of a casual testimony. She was saying that only to explain why she was giving the stuff back to him. As a result, as we say, when a non-Jew says something casually, we believe it. Otherwise, if he meant to be testimony, then we say maybe he has no respect for Torah law and he's trying to make mischief and maybe he made it up. So in fact, they did this case only because of this unusual situation. However, as we said before in the Mishnah, once Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Nechemia came upon the old statement of Rabbi Gamliel Hazakein, that we allow even usually non-believed people, and that we allow even Eid Echad, so all of these opinions were reversed, And even Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and everybody agreed that we would accept unusual testimony to prevent a woman from becoming an aguna. Salak Masechta Yevamos, on now to Masechta Ksubas.